thing. And how can I, you know, work around it? Because I didn't even see a problem with it for 10 years, right? Like, no issues at all. I would promote this stuff. I'd be like, oh, yeah, these are the best sites to check out. Yeah, check this one, whatever. No problem. So I started to realize how this affected every relationship in my life. The relationship with my wife, my kids, right? In my workplace. How I viewed women, right? I just started to see how my character was being shaped by the activities that I would participate in. And a lot of it had to do with wasted time online, which is the thing we've talked about today, being not distracted. I spent a lot of wasted time online looking at crappy content. So I made a little change in 2012. I'll change my content consumption. I'll watch something different. You know, I will look at a business, you know, book. I'll look at making some more money online rather than watching porn, right? And that little change started to seed some major things in my life in a very expedient fashion. I say this story so you guys can understand a little bit about me, right? We don't have the character, the hurdle, and the reward yet, but I'm gonna tell you the character. I've just exposed the hurdle, and I wanna talk to you guys a little bit about a reward. Your stories will be able to duplicate as well. So before I tell you a little bit about what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna show you how, in a very fast, expedited process, since 2012, how we started an organization to prevent sexual exploitation of children and youth through the mind of a 13-year-old boy. And it was me at one time, and now it's passed on to another.
So there you go. There's the conversation of Joe Conway. And we're out of time. So we'll be back in, we'll be back in next week for sure, right?
Yeah.
All right. So this has been the Community Living. We'll leave you with a song, whatever song it is, on the Ghost Mix, and we'll be back again next week. Take care, everybody.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Double-crossing dames, two-bit heels, cold-blooded killers. That's right, the feverish, fatalistic world of film noir returns to the Cinematheque for another angst-filled August. This year's season features 12 hard-boiled classics, including The Blue Dahlia, Laura, Pick Up on South Street, and DOA. Don't miss the opening night on Friday, August 7th, with live music, a special introduction, and screenings of favorites, This Gun for Hire and Gilda. All ages welcome, 1131 Howe Street. For more info, visit thecinematheque.ca.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Hello. You are listening to A Face for Radio live on CITR 101.9 FM, live from Vancouver, British Columbia, from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the campus of UBC. All right, let's get the show on the road. Today, we have some music that was picked or selected to celebrate Pride, which is coming up this weekend. So there'll be a bunch of events for that around town. And we're going to talk a bit about that later. And we've got some good music just overall. And we're going to start it off with singer, songwriter, rock and roller from the 50s called Esquerita. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He was the predecessor to Little Richard. They're around same time, but Little Richard saw Esquerita play. They became friends, and basically, Little Richard just adapted his style to sound like Esquerita, who is an extremely cool-looking guy. Great glasses, great hair, and you should most definitely Google him to just see what he looks like, because it's one of a kind. And as some of you know, The relation to Little Richard isn't only important for, you know, rock and roll music, but Little Richard was an early famous person, I guess, who was known, I'm not sure if explicitly, but, you know, that had a alternative sexuality. So alternative sexual orientation, which no one really knows. You know, I was reading up on him, and he doesn't really fit into any quote-unquote category of how you should love someone or feel about someone sexually, which is pretty cool. You know, let him do his thing. Who cares? As long as it isn't harming anyone, right? Like, he wasn't a bad guy. Isn't a bad guy, I guess, from all that I know, unless there's information that I'm missing. So here we go, the guy who paved the way for Little Richard to kick us off, Esquerita, with the song This Thing Called Love.
Thank you. try, try, and try. Why do we make it before? What am I gonna do?
Muito leve, leve pousa.
Nasce, dizer suave coisa nenhuma,
suave coisa nenhuma.
difícil ou espuma. Nuvem azul que arrefece. Simples e suave coisa. Suave coisa nenhuma. Que me amadurece. Pluma muito leve, leve pousa. Muito leve, leve pousa.
All right, hello. Yeah, we are back. Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric, here on CITR 101.9. And we kicked off the day with a groovy set of tunes, starting off with the song This Thing Called Love by Escuerita, and then the song All the Time by Vancouver band Chains of Love off their album Strange Gray Days, which is a very good album. Came out a few years ago, but top notch. I listen to it pretty often. And then we listened to a Brazilian band called Secos e Molhados, which means dry ones and wet ones, I guess, or dry and wet. And the song was called Amor or Love, and it's off their 1973 self-titled album, classic album that influenced a lot of people, and was also important because of the figure of their lead singer, Ney Matogrosso, who is an iconic rock star in Brazil. Had a very glammy sort of style, great voice, and was also openly gay. Or I'm not sure if he was at the time of the band, but soon after. Anyways, and yeah, he's quite the figure, and they were extremely influential in the 80s rock and roll scene that emerged in Brazil. So yeah, and so speaking of Ney Matogrosso, was one of the first openly gay superstars, hit makers in Brazil. It's appropriate to go next to one of the first openly gay Canadian singers, and that is Jackie Shane, who had the two-timing hit single Any Other Way. When it was first released in 1962, it made it into the top 10, and then it was re-released 4 or 5 years later and again entered the top 10. So, a great tune, and that's what we're going to be listening to now.
Here you come again, and you say that you're my friend. She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way.
as I hear them whisper, there he goes with a broken heart. But when you see my baby, here's what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. My friend, now we'd better say goodbye. I think you'd better go right now, or you might see me cry. But when you see my baby, this is what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have been any other way.
Hello, hello. We had a bit of a, you know, odd transition there from Jackie Shane to Slater Kinney, but I can't help throwing a few curveballs your way, dear listener, and I thank you for sticking around through it. Anywho, who did we listen to? We listened to Jackie Shane with the with the hit single Any Other Way, and then we listened to the song Gimme Love by Slater Kinney off the album No Cities to Love. A lot of love going on, or challenges of love going on in that track. And then we listened to the new single off of the upcoming EP by local band Mikhail Baryshnikov, or Winona Forever, and the song Mikhail Baryshnikov. The song, I think, is a pretty decent tune. Falls a little bit towards the more emo end, but it has actually some funny lyrics. Doesn't take itself too seriously, which is, I think, the main issue with emo music in general. And the song is called Mikhail Baryshnikov after the famous Russian-American ballet dancer and actor, who I almost saw in a play with Willem Dafoe, but it didn't happen. The play happened. I didn't go. Apparently it was good. And as I was searching up Mikhail Baryshnikov, I found out that he is actually very funny. He was in Sex and the City, and I'm pretty sure he is the weird Russian guy that Carrie dates for a while. Yeah, Alexander Petrovsky is his name, and I'm just going to double check right now. I can't find it, but from what I remember of what he looks like and the band and the show, from what I remember of the show, he is, I think, like a composer in the show or a musical conductor or something like that. And so he has a classic role in a classic television show. Who knew? I had not put two and two together. So there is a fun fact for you. And as we near the halfway mark here of the show, we're also nearing the halfway mark of the music that we have to play. But before, you know, I think we'll go in for a bit longer of a chat in a little bit. But first, we're going to listen to a pretty heavy song. One of the reasons I put on the content warning. So I'm going to tell you again, this song is not only heavy in terms of, you know, swear words or whatever, but the content is pretty emotional, pretty raw. And one of the, I remember when I first heard it, I was blown away just by the sincerity, the lyrical depth, and just putting it all on the line. And it's a really intense song. It's a great song. And so if you're not really up for, you know, listening to heavy topics, in a bit of a real way, then I suggest turning it down for a little bit for the next 4.5 minutes. But really, I think that would be a mistake to miss out on this story and song. And it is by Angel Hayes, the Chicago-based rapper. And she does a cover of Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem. Or so I think she's from Detroit, actually, not Chicago. And yeah, she's from Detroit. Anyways, the song deals, so she changed the lyrics for cleaning up my closet and talks about her experiences growing up. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So get ready. And this is Angel Hayes with Cleaning Up My Closet.
Now, this might get a little personal, or a lot actually. Parental discretion is advised. Yo, look, look.
When I was 10, shit, I believed I could fly. I would just flap my fucking arms and try to meet with the sky. And in my mind, I'd envision that I was speaking with God. And then I'd chop his fucking fist off and beat him with mine. But this is just a fucking portion of the war with my mind. So I'ma take you fuckers back and through the vortex of time. When I was 7, envision me at the bottom of stairs. And I solemnly swear that this is the truth, no fallacy here. See, I was young, man. I was just a toddler, a kid. And he wasn't the first to successfully try what he did. He took me to the basement, and after the lights had been cut, he whipped it out inside of mine and forced his cock through my guts. See, it was weird because I felt like I was losing my mind, and then it happened like millions of times, and I would swear that I would tell, but they would think I was lying, and now the power that he held was like a beacon to mine. So now I got used to it, I put up with the shit, and now my hate was so volcanically eruptive and shit. But this is nothing, cause I guess he told his friend what he'd do, and they ate it up. Shit, I was like a buffet for two. And then it happened in a home where every fucking one knew. And they ain't do shit, but fucking blame it on you. I'm sorry, mom, but I really used to blame it on you. But even you, by then, wouldn't know what to do. And now it happened so often that he was getting particular. And I'm more scared every time, words in my speed and ventricular. One night, he came home and I was asleep in my bed. He climbed on top of me and forced himself between my legs. He told me,
hey, Ray, I see you like them popsicle sticks. So put your mouth on my dick and suck and swallow the spit.
And I was confused, but I was scared, so I did what he said. I had no idea the effect it would have on my head. My heart was pumping, it was thumping with like tons of my fear. Imagine being 7, seeing cum in your underwear. I know it's nasty, but sometimes I'd even bleed from my butt. Disgusting, right? Now, let that feeling ring through your guts. I thought of offing myself. I thought of killing these niggas, wanting to take a fucking brick and push their teeth through their liver. Wanted to smash the fucking world and burn its leftover parts. Wanted to rip it out and just fucking step on my heart. Then I grew up and I wasn't within the reach of these men. But that didn't keep me out the motherfucking reach of my sin. And psychologically, I was just as fucked as they come. I was confused. I had to prove I wasn't fucked from the jump. I was afraid of myself. I had no love for myself. I tried to kill. I tried to hide. I tried to run for myself. There was a point in my life where I didn't like who I was. So I create the other people I would try to become. Sexuality came into play. And with that scarred as I was extremely scared of men. So I started liking girls. I started starving myself. Fucked up my bodily health. I didn't want to be attractive to nobody else. I didn't want the appeal, wanted to stunt my own growth. But there's a fucking reason behind every scar that I show. I never got to be a kid, so that's as far as I grow. My mental state is out of date, and that's as far as I know. My biggest problem was fear, and what being fearful could do. It made me run, it made me hide, it made me scared of the truth. I'm not deranged anymore, I'm not the same anymore. I mean, I'm sane, but I'm insane, but not the same as before. I had to deal with my shit. I had to look at my truth to understand that to grow you gotta look at your roots. I had to cut off the dead. I had to make myself proud, and I'm just standing, living, breathing proof. Look at me now. I made it through everything. I made you look like a clown. I'm fucking great. Can't fucking hate you, nigga. Look at me now. And I'm just saying this to tell you there's a way from the ground. The makings of a legend are often hidden in trials. So just be strong and just move on and just accept what you can, because it makes your story better when you read it, the end. Yeah. There's a story behind every single scar that I show. I made it out. This of me nobody's gotten before. I had to open my wounds. I had to bleed till I stopped it. Thanks for joining me here. As I cleaned out my closet, I said I opened my wounds. I had to bleed till I stopped it. Thanks for joining me here. As I cleaned out my closet. Church.
Did you know that music legend Neil Young and director Bernard Shakey are the same person? Get to know the other side of Neil Young's creative genius with the Bernard Shakey Film Retrospective at the Cinematheque. The retrospective includes the Vancouver premiere of Human Highway, Journey Through the Past, and Greendale, as well as films by friends Jim Jarmusch, Jonathan Demme, and Hal Ashby. July 31st to August 10th, 1131 Howe Street. For more information, visit thecinematheque.ca.
Tune in every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Cue It Up with your host, Jonathan Koo, for abrasive fight or flight music played at hot, loud volumes. Uncooperative songs for things that are not all in. Punk, noise rock, post-punk, experimental, industrial, and noise.
Oh, hello. We are back. So, what did we listen to, folks? Actually, first off, I had no idea. I have the Cinematheque guide. I had no idea. I skimmed through it, and I thought it was a bunch of movies about Neil Young. I had no idea that Bernard Shakey was Neil Young, unless that ad is trolling me. I have no idea. I'm very intrigued. So, I'm going to check that out. Anyways, we finished that set off with the song Don't Want to Be Anywhere by the Seattle surf rock garage rock band La Luz, off their new album Weirdo Shrine, which comes out next week, August 7th. And cool band. They actually were in a near-fatal car accident while on tour a couple of years ago. And I remember when that happened, and it was really tough. So, you know, good to hear that they're all back and making music. And the guitarist and singer, I believe, Shayna Cleveland, also released an album called Shayna Cleveland and the Sandcastle under her solo moniker, Shayna Cleveland and the Sandcastles, called Oh Man, Cover the Ground, which came out a bit earlier this year and is on Suicide Squeeze Records. And a good album. I'm excited. I've listened through Weirdo Shrine a little bit. So far, I like it. And I'm going to keep listening to it, so maybe you'll get to hear more of it on the show. And then we listened to the band Shopping from the UK, UK post-punk band, with their album Consumer Complaints that just got released in North America, or properly released in North America. And the song was Hard as Nails. And then we kicked it off with a song that is hard as nails called Cleaning Out My Closet off the classic mixtape by Detroit rapper Angel Hayes, who featured with Canadian, one of the most interesting and best Canadian bands, Tribe Called Red. They do a song together. Angel Hayes also has Indigenous ancestry. And as a queer artist, which was part of the reason why I decided to play that song today for Pride, because that song is, you know, I was reading some of the comments, and the song is incredibly honest, and reading a bunch of the comments on YouTube, which is generally an unhappy thing to do. In this case was a bit of a different feeling by seeing all the people who relate to it, which really shows how pervasive and structural and real a problem sexual abuse is, and something that we as a society need to take a lot more seriously, and we really need to ask ourselves how we can fix this when is happening on such a scale that is popping up on YouTube comments. But not only that, anyways, so she's a cool artist, Angel Hayes. Change the mood a bit. Pride again is coming up this week, and I guess it's time to celebrate, you know, who you are, and really embrace that. So I hope, go out, have fun, do your thing. Not to say that pride isn't without its issues, but that's not what we're here for. We aren't here to talk about issues about it. We're here to, promote being proud of who you are. So, do that. I know it can be very hard to do. Anyways, up next, I still think then up next we have our great auto DJ Sam, who's going to be spinning some rad tunes for you. But before that, we have a few more songs, and I think I'm going to finish it off with a straight set of tunes. So when you hear the last song, when you hear the song Alegria, Alegria by Caetano Veloso, which will probably be easy for you to recognize by the fact that the song is in Portuguese. So when you hear the last Portuguese lyrics, you'll know that the show is over. But before that, we have the song Volcanoes by Les Chaussettes, Vancouver band, off their self-titled 7-inch. I chose that song in part because I am currently studying an Earth and Ocean Sciences course called The Catastrophic Earth, and one of the things that we learned about was volcanoes. So, and it's a good song. And then we're going to listen to Ray Spoon with the song Cowboy off their album My Prairie Home. And Ray Spoon's transgender artist, Canadian artist, and it's a good song. So, check it out. Enjoy, and then we're going to finish everything off with the song Alegria, Alegria, which means joy, joy, by Caetano Veloso off his self-titled 1968 album, Caetano Veloso, and a great, happy song to end things on a positive note, because, no matter how, excuse my language, shitty the world can be, generally get things done. You get more out of a positive attitude, even in the worst situations. So, as cheesy as that is, that's all for now. And you have listened to, or are listening to, and hopefully will continue to listen to, A Face for Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned for more great tunes and more great programming and overall content. And let's finish it off with this last set. First, Les Chaussettes with the song Volcanoes, and then Ray Spoon with the song Cowboy, and finishing it off with the song Alegria, Alegria by Caetano Veloso. Enjoy.
Volcanoes, 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 volcanoes. Contra o vento, sem lenço, sem documento, no sol de quase dezembro, eu vou. O sol se reparte em crimes, espaçonaves guerrilhas, em cardinales bonitas, eu vou. Em caras de presidentes, em grandes beijos de amor, em dentes, pernas, bandeiras, bomba e Brigitte Bardot. O sol nas bancas de revista me enche de alegria e preguiça. Quem lê tanta notícia? Eu vou por entre fotos e nomes, os olhos cheios de cores, o peito cheio de amores. Pensa em casamento e eu nunca mais fui à escola, sem lenço, sem documento, eu vou. Eu tomo uma Coca-Cola, ela pensa em casamento e uma canção me consola, eu vou. Fotos e nomes, sem livros e sem fuzil, sem fome, sem telefone, no coração do Brasil. Ela nem sabe, até pensei em cantar na televisão. O sol é tão bonito, eu vou sem lenço, sem documento, nada no bolso ou nas mãos. Eu quero seguir vivendo, amor. Eu vou, por que não? 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 Por que
ever know. Do you remember Muldoon? Man, what a goon. He'd do almost anything. He'd stand on his head just to take pistols when we were young. Down on Main Street is where you go. And now the days aren't quite as long, but I find myself singing along more than you'll ever know. Sex Pistols.